Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk all about skin cancer. Did you know the first Monday in May is Skin Cancer Awareness Melanoma Monday? This entire month is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So if you're a provider, time to educate our patients. If you're a person or patient out there, time to educate yourself. It's time for awareness about skin cancer. We all know about skin cancer. We've all heard about the dangers and we've been preached to about skin cancer. But the prevalence of skin cancer in the United States and around the world is rapidly increasing, and especially so amongst young people. And I want to talk a little bit about the things we can do for prevention and the 5 things that will give you skin cancer. So, one thing you need to do is understand that sun is beneficial. I don't want anyone leaving this podcast thinking that sun is bad and we should be out of the sun. Our bodies need and crave sunlight. We need it to reset our pineal glands, to regulate our melatonin levels, to give us energy, warmth, enjoyment, love to be in the sun. But remember, the best rays of sun to absorb are the golden hours of the day. So early morning sunrise and sunset is where you get the beautiful benefit of the wavelengths of light that are going to give you all the beneficial aspects of the sun. They help you to regulate your metabolism. They help you to improve your daylight regulation system with your pineal gland and your melatonin levels. And it just gives you a feeling of general well-being, and red light therapy that's natural comes from the sun. So sunrise and sunset, most important times of the day. Midday, the very worst time of the day to be out there. I see people jogging at the middle of high noon sun. That is terrible. So when you leave this podcast, don't think that sun is bad. Sunlight is composed of ultraviolet, has UVA and UVB rays. Remember that UVA, A stands for, in my head, aging. And UVA causes 90% of aging skin changes. 90% of your aging is caused by sun exposure. Let me repeat that. 90% of your aging process comes from UVA sun exposure. So we must have UVA protection for beauty and skin maintenance. The skin is like a piece of paper. It's delicate. It gets weathered very easily. If I leave a piece of paper in the driveway in the hot heat, what happens to that newspaper in the driveway? It gets yellow, aged, cracked, and brittle. This needs protection. We need antioxidants to help prevent yellowing of the skin and browning of the skin. So vitamin C, green tea, resveratrol, these products will improve the skin's resilience and ability to tolerate UVA and UVB exposure. UVB, in my head I make the B stand for bad, is the bad one that's going to give cancerous changes and DNA mutations and lead to progression with skin cancer. We want a sunscreen that prevents both. I want a mineral sunscreen. There are 2 types of sunscreens out there, mineral and chemical. I prefer mineral. In my mind, it is safer and healthier. Mainly, these are composed of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, and these are elemental products. They are topical. The sun hits your skin and reflects and bounces right off of you. The UVA and the UVB, they don't enter. It's reflective protection. The benefit of that is you don't absorb the thermal heat and energy, and UV rays don't enter and penetrate the skin. Chemical sunscreens are also good. Any sunscreen that you're going to put on and wear is the best product ever because you're going to use it and protect yourself. However, when I put on a chemical sunscreen, and these are our drugstore brands, the majority of brands out there these days, Neutrogena, Coppertone, other ones, they all have some mineral in their line, but the majority of what you read on the back of the bottle is these long names, the oxybenzone and the cyclobenzene, and these are products that are acceptable for skin cancer prevention and protection. I'm going to put that chemical sunscreen on my skin. It's going to absorb that chemical into the skin. When light rays hit and penetrate my skin and react with this chemical sunscreen protectant, the light ray and ultraviolet radiation is diffused, deflected, and blocked by the chemical. But light has entered. chemical has entered and a reaction has occurred under the skin surface. And very often I think that that thermal energy and reaction leads to photo damage, leads to pigmentation. Every year I go up to Lake Arrowhead for a week, and for a lot of years I was coming back with pigment because I was using a chemical sunscreen religiously and wondering, why the heck am I getting melasma? And then I finally realized all this light is penetrating and triggering, you know, the heat generated inflammatory pigmentation from the warming of the skin, versus when I put on my mineral sunscreen, the light bounces and reflects and bounces right off of me. So more like a surfer sunscreen. And now mineral sunscreens can be quite gorgeous. My Mineral Defense has a really lovely look to it. It looks almost like a BB cream. It has great coverage. You feel very natural and outdoorsy wearing it, but you get this finished look as it's tinted. It hides your imperfections. I love my Mineral Defense and its SPF 50. So I love a physical mineral sunscreen block. They are now formulated with such good technologies. I've made mine to not give a white cast and not cause problems with showing that, you know, sunscreen tint on darker skin types like mine. It's perfect. Who wants to have a white cast? It needs to have a glowy finish. So that's such a good sunscreen for you guys to try. Make sure your sunscreen has SPF of 15 or higher. You do need your sun exposure for vitamin D, especially in this day and age with the immunity benefit of vitamin D. But you can get your vitamin D dose even by sitting in the shade. And remember to protect the important real estate. Cover your face with a hat, put your sunscreen on, stick those long legs or your back in the sun, and you can get your benefit with vitamin D absorption that way. In general, we don't want to use tanning beds. If you're using a tanning bed in this day and age, I'm going to have to kick your ass because that is unreasonable. We all know better now, and it does not matter that you want to go get your pre-tan before you go on vacation. That is illogical. It's dangerous. We should not even be using UV light to cure our manicures when we get gel manicures. If we do, we should be wearing a glove with UV protection, and you can ask for that. More than 5 episodes of getting gel manicures with UV light curing the gel manicure can give you predisposition to skin cancer on your hands. And guess what? Ugly brown spots on those hands when you're older. So remember that next time you go for your manicure, pedicure. Don't use a tanning bed. Do check out Sunless Tanning Foams. I have an awesome one. It's my Luxe Tanning Foam, and I love it because it's got essential fruit oils, glycolic, almond oil, and it really conditions and tones the skin. And you rub it in, it's a nice light foam. It doesn't stain your hands. It stays on after 4 hours. You look like a glowy peach. Not orange, though. Really pretty. Remember to check the ABCDEs. So A is symmetry, looking at skin lesions. If anything looks asymmetric, the right side should be a mirror of the left side. Asymmetry tells you to check deeper. B, border detail. If there's an irregular border, needs to be checked. C, color change. If a lesion has two colors or irregular colors, we need to check it or change its color. D is diameter. Is it bigger than a pencil size of a pencil eraser? Very important to check. So those are the ABCDs. And if you have a family history of skin cancer, you're very light and fair, you definitely need to get a full body, head to toe skin check with your dermatologist, especially if you're predisposed to melanoma and you have any irregular moles or spots. Once a year, head to toe check where they even peek between your toes. Very important. The 5 things you're doing that can give you skin cancer: excessive sun exposure, laying out and being silly, not using protection, 1. 2, tanning beds. 3, those of us with lighter skin tones need to be careful, because if you don't have melanin for protection, you need to amp up your other protections. 4, if you are prone to melanoma and you're not getting your annual skincare check, or anyone in your family has skin cancer, you really need to be doing this. And 5, did you know that arsenic exposure can lead to skin cancer? And we can find levels of arsenic in foods like seafood, rice cereal, poultry, and mushrooms. Melanoma spreads rapidly to other organs within your body, and melanocytes can rapidly become out of control and aggressive, giving problems with systemic disease and death. So melanoma is a killer. And it's important to check this. Even people with darker skin tones can be diagnosed with melanoma. So they're in California in particular, and in Australia, the darker skin toned Hispanic population or Aboriginal population is noticing elevated levels of melanoma because young people think their life is infallible and immune to any kind of problem. So they think they're tan to begin with. They go out there in the sun without sunscreen. This is how UVB causes bad malformations and mutations of DNA and can lead to melanoma cancers. Often appears on a chest or a back for men, on the females, it appears on your legs. It's treatable if it's found very early with an aggressive surgery, so we definitely want to check and screen for that. And if you're seeing patients and you're a provider and you're noticing any kind of irregular lesion, do your duty and have the patient get a biopsy. Don't just gloss it over and go focus on their lip and Botox injection. We have to be doctors, nurses, and providers first. And part of that is educating people when we see them in our chair. 9,000 people daily are diagnosed with skin cancer. And this number is not going to stop as we get more and more problems with ozone and the environment and heat. And sun exposure is going to be a constant in our lives. So I want to remind you all, take a moment, check your body, check your friend's body or your favorite person. And definitely take the time to find this sunscreen that's going to be really effective, really nice for you to wear, because then if it's an enjoyable experience, you'll wear it every day. And that, my friends, will give you the best skin of your life for the longest period of time and the least amount of aging and photo damage. So that's it for now. That's everything you need to know about skin cancer and screening. Hope you guys will take time to check a friend and treat yourself to a splurge this summer of a really good sunscreen that you're going to love. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same as beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing Mineral Glow Defense, as well as the new Aqua Shield. That one's one of my favorites. Love that one. Mineral sunscreen. Remember, it's the best. Try it. You'll like it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.